It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Legion Baseball, and we're back on the air here on a Sunday mid-afternoon in Seneca. Thank you so much for tuning in. Kirk Kilman, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tadman as we get you set for our first of two matchups here today. We had some rain yesterday affecting the tournament here in Seneca, so we have pushed it a day ahead. Now we're getting these two matchups here today. A potential game tomorrow night, but we'll talk about that as we continue on. Again, Brandon Tadman, Kirk Kilman, it's Doniphan County Post 55. And Hiawatha Post 66, the winner will join Corning as the two teams out of this zone tournament who will represent in Concordia next week for the state tournament. So pretty simple. You win, you go to state, you lose, your summer concludes. So we got a big one here this afternoon. Let's get you the starting lineups. The road team is Doniphan County. They'll go like this in this big-time matchup. Dustin Veach will lead it off. He'll be at third base. Cooper Everly will pitch. He'll bat second. Batting third is Ryder Davis. He'll be the shortstop. Batting fourth is Logan Blevins. He'll be at second base. Beckham Griffin, he'll bat fifth and be at first base. Luke Bennett's the right fielder, batting sixth. Hayden Paulino, the catcher, he'll bat seventh. Colt Jensen in left, he'll bat eighth. And Seth Judd will round it out. He'll be in center field and batting ninth for Doniphan County. For Hiawatha in post number 66, they'll go like this in this win in advance scenario. Josh Smith at second, he'll lead it off. Cooper Jacobson is pitching, he'll bat second. Ashton Rocky in center field, he'll bat third. Sam Dunn, the shortstop, he'll bat fourth. Caden Smith will be at first base batting fifth. Gannon Becker in the sixth hole and playing at third base. Cooper Wishrup, the catcher, he bats seventh. Camden Thone in the right fielder batting eighth. And Peyton Teal rounding it out batting ninth and out in left field. Again, Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman, Doniphan County will bat first. Dustin Veach, Cooper Everly, and Ryder Davis against Cooper Jacobson, the starting pitcher for Hiawatha. Well, let's start with the road team. Doniphan County, a record of 15-15. They eliminated Seneca on Friday night with an impressive 10-0 five-inning win. Hiawatha Post 66, they come into today's game with a record of 23-10. They lost to Corning on Friday night by a final of 8-6 that put them in this game against Doniphan County here this afternoon. Again, these games were supposed to be played yesterday with a potential if-necessary game today, but rain in the forecast, field conditions not quite playable, pushed it here to Sunday. Just glad to be a part, and it is a beautiful afternoon as we get set for first pitch right at 5 o'clock here in Seneca. 80 degrees and 79. It feels like a calm wind out of the east and northeast directions, about 5 to 9 miles per hour. Cooper Jacobson, again, the starting pitcher for Hiawatha, toes the slab, and Dustin Veach, the third baseman, steps in. Winner moves on to the state tournament next week in Concordia. Glad to be a part of your Sunday afternoon. And here we go. Veach steps in. Jacobson, the lefty, fires a high fastball, missing the zone. And we are underway in this ball game today. Overcast skies, caught a little bit of rain on the drive-in right outside Seneca, but everything appears to be clear for the remainder of our games tonight. Next pitch, another fastball, missing outside. Two balls, no strikes. Veach has stolen 12 bases in the two games in this tournament. He stole seven in the game on Thursday night against Corning, and then five more on Friday against Seneca. He has had a very good tournament. Now is very much ahead of the count. Three balls, no strikes. Jacobson lifts and deals, and it's a four-pitch walk. Great starts for Doniphan County. Another base-on ball for Dustin Veach. I would expect a stolen base attempt or two by Veach. That brings up the pitcher in Cooper Everly. Veach at first base, nobody out, no score, top one. And this winner moving to state ball game today. So a lot on the line, no doubt about it. There's a called strike on the outside corner, a fastball. Count no balls, one strike. Each at first base, solid lead, and now a throw to first, and he's caught in a pickle. Smith throwing to second, now dancing between the two, a throw back to first, and Veach slips, and he is tagged out. Beautifully done by Cooper Jacobson, and alongside the Smiths with Caden and Josh between first and second defensively, a little back and forth, but ultimately Veach falls. He is caught stealing for out number one. So base is empty. And the count, no balls, one strike here on Eberle. The first time in now 13 attempts that Veach caught stealing in this tournament. And a fastball clips the outside corner once again, and Eberle behind at no balls, two strikes. Sun starting to peek through the clouds. Again, it was 80 degrees right at 5 o'clock. First pitch. Beautiful day here in Seneca. Next pitch low and in the dirt. And it's one ball, two strikes. Ryder Davis to follow. Donovan County team, an even 500 record of 15-15. Off-speed pitch outside, two balls and two strikes. They lost to Corning on a Thursday night, 15-5 in that first game, but then impressive over Seneca on Friday, a 10-0 5-in win. Now another fastball missing high, and it goes from 0-2 to 3-2. So Eberle certainly battling, making Jacobson work in their first meeting in tonight's game. The lefty lifts and deals. And a foul ball out of play. Stays three balls, two strikes. Hiawatha beat Seneca in a wild one on Thursday in the opener. That was a 21-11 final in five innings. And then 8-6, they lost to Corning on Friday. And now 3-2 swinging, a little looper to the right side, and it falls in for a hit from a Thonen in the right fielder. So our first hit, Cooper Eberle is on with one out here in the first. So it's a important first out when they got Veach caught between first and second. Could have been two on and nobody out, and now just one on and one out. So here's Ryder Davis, the shortstop. He will bat from the right side wearing jersey number 11. Baby blue tops, red numerals and lettering trimmed out in white for Donovan County. The red uniforms for Hiawatha, gray pants, blue numerals and lettering trimmed out in white. First pitch inside to Ryder Davis, just missing, one ball, no strikes. Davis on Thursday against Corning, two walks. He was also hit twice, and then he had a couple of singles and an RBI in the game against Seneca on Friday. Here's a 1-0, a little bit high. Two balls and no strikes. So Jacobson pitching to Wishrup, the catcher, Becker defensively at third, Dunn at short, Josh Smith at second, Caden Smith at first. Teal in left, Rocky in center, Thonen in right. Now this one's lifted out into left field, and that's a base hit. So on a 2-0, Ryder Davis swinging right through it, lifting it out into left field in front of Teal, and now two on, and just one out in the inning. Back-to-back singles after the caught stealing on Veach. Eberle at second, Davis at first, and that brings up Logan Blevins, the second baseman. Donovan County threatening here to get on the board first. Jacobson fires. Just missed high for ball one. Blevins on Thursday did not play, but 0-for-2 with two walks in the game on Friday. There's a called strike there. One ball, one strike. Eberle at second, Davis at first. Back-to-back singles have them aboard. Now another pitch inside. Good stop by the catcher and Wishrup to keep it in front. Now two balls and one strike. Beckham Griffin will follow. Just getting going. No score. Winner advancing to the state tournament. American Legion baseball zone 3. There's a called strike on the outside corner. Now evened up. Two balls and two strikes. Last year, the two representatives were Corning and Seneca. Well, Seneca, the lone team eliminated to this point, but Corning will have another shot. And there's a swing and a miss, and down goes Blevins for the strikeout. Big second out. Now it's up to Beckham Griffin to try to get these runners either to advance or maybe even home. First strikeout for Jacobson in the ball game tonight. Jacobson now with two down. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled away by Griffin. No balls, one strike. Griffin 0 for 3 with a walk and 3 strikeouts against Corning on Thursday. 1 for 4 with a single on Friday. The 0-1 in the dirt. Another good stop by Wishrup. 1 ball, 1 strike. So a walk by Dustin Veach to begin the game, and then he was caught stealing. And back-to-back singles by Everly and Davis have him at first and second. And a strikeout to Blevins. Now it's up to Griffin. Swings and misses at an off-speed pitch there, and now he falls behind at 1-2. Sun still fighting through the clouds. And the pitch is in the dirt and gets under Wishrup, and now both runners advancing to second and third. So that could potentially be costly. We will see. Now 2 balls and 2 strikes here on Griffin. A base hit could tack 2 here in the first. But there are 2 outs. Jacobson out of the windup now and fires, and it's fouled straight back. Stays 2-2. A little bit more about Doniphan County. 2-1 in 3 games against Corning. They are 0-4 against Hiawatha. Here's the pitch. This is hit well, left field, and it drops in front of Teal for a base hit, and both runners are going to score. And Beckham Griffin with a clutch 2-out, 2-strike base hit, and Doniphan County takes a 2-0 lead. So that wild pitch might have cost Hiawatha a run there. A 2-0 Doniphan County lead. They strike first here in the first. And now Griffin at first base with still 2 down. That'll bring up the right fielder in Luke Bennett. Bennett's 0 for 1, couple of walks and a run scored on Thursday night against Corning. Now he swings and misses at the fastball there, missing everything to make it no balls, one strike. Friday against Seneca, he was 1 for 3 with a single and a run. Also pitched all 5 innings in that game and was very strong. No runs, 1 hit, and 4 strikeouts. Next pitch in the dirt gets away to the backstop, and Griffin takes second without a throw. So a couple of wild pitches in this inning for Jacobson. Griffin at second base now after the WP. 2-0 Doniphan County here in the top of the first. Here's a 1-1. It is high. 2 balls and 1 strike on Bennett. The one team in the league this summer that Doniphan County did not end up playing is Sabetha. Another fastball missing high, and it's now 3 balls, 1 strike. They were scheduled to play Sabetha, of course, but postponement due to weather and unable to make that one up. They've played everybody else in the league this summer, and that fastball missing outside, and Bennett walks. Keep the inning alive. Second walk issued by Jacobson, and now 2 on and 2 outs once again. That'll bring up the catcher in Hayden Paulino. Of course, the catcher with 2 outs on deck usually keeps the shin guards on and now has to scramble them off real quick to get up to bat here. He's got a big opportunity with 2 on and 2 outs. A 2 RBI single by Beckham Griffin for Doniphan County, a 2-0 lead. He is at second base. Now Bennett's at first. Paulino, the righty, steps in from the right side and takes a called strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Thursday against Corning, Paulino 0 for 3 with a walk. He did have an RBI. Now takes one high, 1 ball, 1 strike. Friday against Seneca, he had a very good ball game, 2 for 3, a couple of singles and a run scored. 2 on, 2 outs here in the first. And a ground ball, slow roller, right side, fielded by Josh Smith. Flips to second for the out. Matt retires the side. But Doniphan County, they get on the board first. A 2 RBI single by Beckham Griffin. Half an inning in the books, a 2-0 score here on KNZA.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Uniwheels, golf carts, motorized bikes. Oh my, there are plenty of ways to get around these days. Most are fun, but can be dangerous to the operator and often meet the definition of a motor vehicle in your home insurance policy. Most home insurance policies exclude liability coverage for motor vehicles, so if you cause an accident, you may be paying for it yourself. Learn more from the professionals at Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. 785-284-7611. 785-284-7611.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you here on KNZA. Appreciate it very much for hanging with us. Donovan County, post number 55, a 2-0 lead over Hiawatha post 66 as they got on the board with a 2-RBI single by Beckham Griffin in the first. And now the first opportunity for the home team today in Hiawatha. Winner of this game advancing to state alongside Corning, who will await the winner in the second game of our doubleheader today. So whoever wins this will obviously determine the two teams that are going, but they still have to finish out the tournament here to ultimately determine the seeding and obviously who will get what game coming up next Friday over in Concordia. So certainly a monster game here today, and Donovan County out to a good start with a 2-0 advantage. So Cooper Eberle will toe the slab and get Josh Smith to lead it off for Hiawatha. He takes a first pitch called strike in the bottom of the first is underway. Josh Smith followed by Cooper Jacobson and then Ashton Rocky. Eberle fires and it's fouled straight back, quickly 0-2. Hiawatha post 66, 23-10 after the loss to Corning on Friday. It was a good game. They never led, but kept it close after getting down 6 early. And there's a swing and a miss, and down goes Smith. Good starts for Cooper Eberle. One up and one down via the strikeout. That'll bring up Cooper Jacobson. Jacobson on Thursday against Seneca, 2-for-4, couple of singles, 3 runs scored in an RBI. He was 0-for-2, a couple of walks in the game on Friday against Corning. Takes the first pitch on the outside, called the ball, and it's 1-0. Everly's next pitch is a called strike, and we're evened up, 1-1. Hiawatha finished second in the league this season. They lost to Corning in the championship game as Jacobson takes another called strike there, and it's quickly 1-2. Back-to-back years, they finished behind Corning. Now reaching out, lifting it out towards left field, and letting it drop in for a hit is Jensen. He hesitated, wasn't quite sure if he was going to get there, and on a 2-strike count, Jacobson comes through with a 1-out single. So here's Ashton Rocky, the center fielder, who has had a very good offensive output here in the tournament in the couple of games he has played. It's been, no pun intended, a little rocky for him. He has pitched a little bit and has struggled in that category, but offensively he has not. First pitch a little bit outside for ball one. Thursday against Seneca, 3-for-3, 2 doubles. He drove in 4 and was our player of the game in that one. Now he lifts this one up and out of play, foul, and it's 1-1. Against Corning on Friday, he was 1-for-4, but that one hit was a bases-clearing triple. Runner at first base, 1 out, 1-1 count. Everly's pitch is a called strike, and it's 1-2. Jacobson at first, thanks to a 1-out single. 2-0 Donovan County. And the pitch by Eberle is lifted high, left field, towards the gap. This one carrying and carrying and carrying, and it hits off the top of the fence, and it sails over for the 2-run bomb. That ball kept carrying, carrying, and carrying, left center field, the top of the fence, and clears it. And just like that, Rocky ties it with a two-run blast. Maybe that's what the doctor ordered for Hiawatha. A 2-2 tie here in the bottom of the first inning. So, a 2-2 tie, one out, nobody on, and here's Sam Dunn. Fastball missing outside to make it 1-0. Dunn has been very good defensively at short over the course of this tournament. There's a swing and a foul tip and a strike, and it's 1-1. Dunn on Thursday, 1-for-3. He also had a three-run triple, scored a couple of runs. Now he chops this one back to the center. Davis, the shortstop, fielding, firing, and delivering an out. So a good bounce back there for Eberle after surrendering the two-run home run. Dunn grounds out to short, now two outs. Here's Caden Smith, the first baseman. The sun just continues to go behind the clouds, peek through, go behind, peek through. Pretty big teaser right now early on in this game as Everly's first pitch is off speed, hits the dirt for 1-1. A 2-2 tie here in the home first. A two-run home run from Ashton Rocky. That one's fouled straight back. 1-1 here on Smith. Smith on Thursday against Seneca, 2-for-3, had two singles. He drove in a couple runs and had three runs scored. He was 0-for-2 with a walk on Friday in the loss to Corning, and now a half-hearted check swing that missed everything. And he falls behind at 1-2. Tall right-hander, swings late and just caught a piece to foul it away. It stays 1-2. Hiawatha post 66. Last year went 1-2 in the zone tournament after beating Seneca in their first game, back-to-back losses to Corning, and then Seneca eliminated them from the field at that point. There's a high fastball missing, 2-2. They made the state tournament 2 years ago. Finished 1-3 in that state tournament over in Topeka. Here's a 2-2. A swing and a miss, and down it goes Caden Smith, but some fireworks indeed. Post 4th of July, Ashton Rocky, a two-run home run, ties the game at 2 apiece. 1 in the books. We head to inning number 2 right here on KNZA.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the tech centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. They're online at highlandcc.edu. And Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tabman with you, Doniphan County and Hiawatha here today. Winner advancing to the AA State Tournament next week in Concordia. And a 2-2 tie as we go to inning number 2. Jacobson back to work for Hiawatha, taking on Colt Jensen here, the left fielder, number 8 in the order. And Jensen's first pitch taken there is a swing and a miss for strike number 1. Jensen, 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts in game 1 on Thursday. He was 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored on Friday. Takes one low in the zone, 1-1. Jacobson sets and fires, and it's hit well out towards left field, running into the gap and making the catch is Teal for the out. So perfect length in terms of where he needed to be. He just had to run a little bit more towards the gap. Pretty much a straight line to make that catch for out number one. So one up, one down here in the top of the second. Here's Seth Judd, the center fielder, number nine in the order, and number two on the jersey. Two runs in the first for Doniphan County. A two RBI single by Beckham Griffin. Hiawatha responded. A two-run home run to left center by Ashton Rocky. First pitch to Judd is a called strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Judd against Corning on Thursday, 0-2 with a walk and a run scored. Also had a stolen base. Check swing, but held on. A little bit inside, one ball, one strike. Friday against Corning, or excuse me, against Seneca, 0-2 with a walk and a run scored. Now he lifts this one to shallow right field. Thonin playing in a good spot, makes the catch. And a couple of outs to the outfield, and quickly two up and two down. So back to the top of the order, Dustin Veach. Two outs, nobody on. A 2-2 tie here in the top of the second. Veach walked to begin the game, but ultimately was caught stealing. First time caught stealing in this tournament, he was a perfect 12-for-12 prior to that. First pitch missing outside, one ball, no strikes. Defensively at third base. So out of all the teams in the league this summer here in Northeast Kansas, Doniphan County and Hiawatha, the two that have played more games than any of the other six teams. Obviously, there was only four teams coming into this tournament, and that was strictly due to a few of the teams not being able to field out teams due to prior engagements. Here's a ground ball through the hole and back up into center field for a base hit. So Veach has now reached twice in two at-bats. Just a high chopping single, hard enough hit to get out to center field, and that is a two-out base runner. That'll keep the inning alive for Everly, who singled and scored in his first at-bat. Let's see if Veach tries to continue the trend. He doesn't go there, and the first pitch to Everly is a called strike on the outside corner to make it no balls, one strike. Veach about three steps off the first base bag, leaning towards second. Jacobson fires one in there, and it's a called strike, and quickly 0-2. Everly has one strikeout, or correction, Jacobson has one strikeout. Now a called time by the umpire. Jacobson resets. Two outs, one on, 2-2 game here in the top of the second, an 0-2 count with two down. Two seems to be the number in that sentence. There's a swing and a miss, and down goes Everly. A two-out single does no harm. 1.5 innings now in the books, a 2-2 tie here on KNZA.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
Are you in need of specialized healthcare services? Look no further than the Sabetha Community Hospital Outpatient Clinic. We offer a wide range of specialties right here in your local community, from cardiology to orthopedics. You can access top-notch care without having to travel to the city. For more information, visit our website at sabethahospital.com. We're committed to keeping quality healthcare close to home. Sabetha Community Hospital Outpatient Clinic, your health, our priority.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke 785-851-0785. And Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. 1.5 innings in the books. Bottom of the second we go. A 2-2 tie in this American Legion Zone 3 game today. And the winner advancing to the state tournament next weekend in Concordia. Gannon Becker steps in and quickly check swings there and held it on just in time. Becker now with a count at 1-1 against Cooper, Everly, and Doniphan County. Little ground ball to the left side, but foul, and now Becker behind in the count, 1-2. Cooper Wishrup will follow. Camden Thonen after that for Hiawatha. There are two runs off a two-run homer by Ashton Rocky. 2-2 tie, home second. Everly's pitch, a little bit outside, and it's 2-2. Becker against Seneca on Thursday was 3-for-4, a double and two singles. A monster Thursday night for him at the plate. Now he fouls one away to stay alive at 2-2. And then Friday against Corning, he was 0-for-3. He did reach on an error. But again on Thursday, 3-for-4, a double, two singles, two RBIs, and two runs scored. Very productive in that opening tournament game. 2-2. Just missed outside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Beautiful day here in Seneca. 80 degrees at first pitch. And another foul ball there down the left field line for Becker. And another opportunity with the count full at 3-2. This is the fifth matchup between Hiawatha and Doniphan County this summer. Hiawatha is 4-0 against DC. That one is outside, ball four. Good at bat for Becker, a leadoff walk here in the home second. That is the first walk issued by Everly. So here's Cooper Wishrup. Becker at first base, nobody out. 2-2 game here in the home second. Corning awaits the winner in the second game of our doubleheader. Everly a toss to first, and Becker back in head first safely. So again, the winner advancing. So the game at 5 o'clock, whatever two teams, with Corning and one of these two, are the two qualifiers for the state tournament. But they're going to play out the tournament to determine seeding for that state tournament in Concordia with games starting on Friday. Of course, whoever it's alongside Corning, we will have all the coverage on that state tournament here on KNZA. There's a fastball missing on the outside corner, and a stolen base for Becker as that throw is a little off target. So Becker a stolen bag. He's at second base. Nobody out. 1-1 to count here on Wishrup, the catcher. Wishrup on Thursday, 1-for-3 with an RBI double. And a swing and a miss there. Good pitch by Everly, and it's 1-2. Camden Thonen will follow. And then Peyton Teal after that. Everly glancing at second, now fires to second. And Becker back safely. A 2-2 tie here in the home second. And another hesitant little move to second. This time Everly doesn't make the throw. That just gets Becker to kind of scramble back there. Not much of a lead at second, but dancing with him. Everly fires a 1-2 and a swing and a miss. Blew him by with the fastball. And that's the first out in the inning. 3 strikeouts now for Everly. All the swinging variety. Here's Camden Thonen. Runner at second and one down. Bats on the right side. Everly lifts the left leg, fires through at the right, and a fastball missing outside, a little bit low for ball one. Thonen on a Thursday against Seneca, 0-for-2 with a walk. He was hit by a pitch. Still had a couple of RBIs. There's a swing and a miss there. Makes it 1-1. Friday against Corning, he was 0-for-2 with a walk and a couple of strikeouts. 1-1, 1-out, 1-on. 2-2 game, bottom two. Everly kicks and deals. High chopper. Playable left side. Beach botches it. It was a tough hop, and a play at third is not in time, and everyone's going to be safe. That was a high chopper, and it was just misplayed by Beach at third. It'll go down as an error, and everybody is safe. So Becker to third, Thonen reaching via the air, and now an opportunity here. Runners at the corners and one out for Hiawatha to take their first lead. Everly sets and deals. It is outside. Throw to second base is not in time. They made the throw. It was a good one by Paulino. Bethonen in just under it. In the process, Becker staying at third base. So now second and third. And now the count 1-0 on the left fielder and Peyton Teal. Big opportunity for him. And he slices one foul out of play. And it's 1-1. Teal a single and a couple of runs scored on Thursday against Seneca. He was 0-for-2 with a walk and a couple of runs on Friday. Now he's got a slow roller here to the left side, fielded by Davis, has a long throw to get there, and he does so for the out. But in the process, a run is in. So it is productive. A ground out scores Becker from third, and it's now a 3-2 game. Hiawatha has their first lead. In the process, Thonen going from second to third, so runner at third base, but two down. And back to the top of the order with Josh Smith, and a wave and miss at the first offering makes it 0-1. So an RBI ground out by Teal gives Hiawatha their first lead at 3-2. That fastball just missed outside, 1-1. Josh Smith, a strikeout victim in his first at bat. That's a chance to add another run here with a base hit. There's a called strike, a bender in there at the knees, and it's 1-2. Everly just trying to get out with the minimal damage done of just one run allowed. There's a check swing. Pitch was outside, though, but it's 2-2. Runner at third is Camden Thonen. 2-2 count here to Josh Smith at the dish. The righty gets it from the righty. And just out in front, launches it out of play down the left field line, and it stays 2-2. Donovan County scored two in the top of the first. Hiawatha tied it in the bottom of the first. Donovan County scoreless in the top of the second. Hiawatha with one here to take a lead in the bottom of the second. Everly a 2-2 with two outs. Just fouled it away is Josh Smith. Just caught a piece to stay alive at 2-2. The winner advances to state. Pretty simple. And the winner will play Corning in the second game of our doubleheader as well. Another one fouled out of play. Stays 2-2. Smith battling here. If the run scores from third in Thonen, that would be an unearned run. There's a swing and a miss, and so much for the runner at third. However, Hiawatha, productive out by Peyton Teal. A ground out to short produces a run, and Hiawatha has their first lead. 2.0 in the books, a 3-2 game here on KNCA.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball continues. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They're locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Kirk Kilman in studio. Brandon Tamman with you. Thank you so much. Another gorgeous afternoon into the evening hours here for Seneca tonight as Hiawatha and Donovan County duking it out for a spot in the AA state tournament. next weekend in Concordia. Hiawatha 3-2 advantage as we go to inning number three. Here's Ryder Davis against Jacobson. First pitch, popping it up. And behind home, and it's going to drop foul. And Wishrup just kind of lost it. It was hard to kind of see where it was at the time. And by the time he realized where it was, it dropped into foul territory. So no balls and one strike on Ryder Davis. Blevins will follow. Griffin after that. Two runs, four hits, and three left. They're the first two innings for Doniphan County. Jacobson, no to the first sign, yes to the second sign, and now he delivers, and this is lined out into left field, but right there to Teal, two steps to his left, and a belt-high catch with one hand for out number one. So here's Blevins, a strikeout in his first at-bat, and comes up here in the top of the third with one out, nobody on. Jacobson kicks and deals. Nearly got him. And they will say it hit him. Blevins hit by the pitch, and he's aboard with one out. It's hard to tell. The umpire kind of waited a second and then made the call. And he got clipped by that pitch. So here's Beckham Griffin. Responsible for the DC runs. Two RBI single in the first. And he slices one to the right side and tails foul. And it's no balls and one strike. It was a clutch hit. It was a 2-2 count with two outs. Right now, Doniphan County, though, trailing for the first time at 3-2. Good eye there. Pitch missing outside. One ball, one strike. Jacobson looking at first. Kicks and deals. Another outside pitch makes it 2-1. Luke Bennett's will follow. Davis flew out to left to begin the inning, and Blevins now at first base after being hit by the pitch. A little soft toss to first, and Blevins back in safely head first. So again, five meetings between these two now, including this one. Hiawatha is 4-0 against Doniphan County this summer, but this is by far and away the most important matchup. You can erase everything out the board. Foul ball there makes it 2-2. Here's the pitch, just a bit outside. Now the count runs full, three balls, two strikes. Blevins at first base with one out. Hiawatha 3, Doniphan County 2 here in the top of the third. This one is hit high in the air, center field, backing up is Rocky, still backing, and makes the catch right in front of the 340 sign on the warning track. So Griffin gave it a ride, but not enough. Hit it maybe 320 and caught in front of the warning track for out number two. So now it's up to Luke Bennett. He walked in his first at bat as Blevins at first base. We've already seen a home run in this game, and that was Rocky, who made that catch in center. He had a two-run homer in the first for Hiawatha. And Bennett takes the first pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. A lot of the clouds that we had early on in this game kind of cleared away for the most part. Mainly sunshine. It was 80 degrees at first pitch. A light breeze, not much, very calm mid-afternoon. Should be a gorgeous evening for us in our second game as well. No balls, two strikes here on Bennett's. Jacobson deals and just missed inside. Boy, he leaned towards the dugout. Thought he might have got a call there, was going to get a call there. Did not do so, so now one ball, two strikes. Jacobson sets and deals. Called, strike three on the outside corner. Three strikeouts now for Jacobson, and a runner stranded aboard for Doniphan County. Innings complete, 2.5, 3-2 game here on KNZA.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair. At the junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball presented by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Also want to thank Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. And Holt House Auto House in Fairview, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Winner advancing to the AA State Tournament next weekend in Concordia alongside Corning. Excited to bring you that coverage coming up here in a matter of days. And right now we got a good one here. 3-2 Hiawatha, leading Doniphan County in the must-win game here today on KNZA. Here we go to the bottom of the third. Cooper Jacobson nearly gets hit with the first pitch and ducks out of the way. And it's one ball, no strikes. Jacobson, a single and a run scored, followed by Ashton Rocky and then Sam Dunn after that. Meaty part of the order, 2-3 and 4. Everly's pitch outside. And it's two balls and no strikes. Everly, the right-hander. Jacobson, the left-handed hitter, and takes another one high, and quickly three balls, no strikes. Three runs, two hits, one left through two innings for Hiawatha today. There's a called strike, taking all the way, and now three balls, one strike. Everly kicks and deals, and a called strike, and it's 3-2. Jacobson thought it might have been ball four, but now has to settle in. 3-2. Inside, ball four. So a leadoff walk. That's number two issued by Everly in the game. And that brings up Ashton Rocky, who did as well as you could. In and at bat. Hit a home run. Two-run shot just barely over the fence in left center field right in front of the scoreboard. The time it tied the game. But right now, Hiawatha a 3-2 lead. Now they got their leadoff man on here in the home third. That one just a little bit outside on an off-speed pitch. One ball, no strikes. Offensively, again, Rocky has had a very strong tournament. And now this being the third game they have played. There's a called strike. There's a steal attempt. Throw to second base. A little bit tardy. And Jacobson in safely with a stolen base. Pitch was called a strike on the inside corner. Evens it up for Rocky at one ball, one strike. Now the runner at second base, Jacobson, and nobody out. Everly glancing at second base, sets chest high, lifts with the left, fires with the right, a bender in there for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Everly sets, trying to get that first out here in the inning, and a fastball missing upstairs, two balls and two strikes. Well, the defense fairly straight up for the most part, dancing at second and short, trying to keep the runner honest, and now lifting one out to shallow center field, but holding up enough for Judd. He eyes it down and makes the catch with one hand, and Everly gets the important out number one. So here's Sam Dunn, 0 for 1, a ground out to short, and his first time up. Runner at second base is Jacobson. 3-2, Hiawatha leading against Doniphan County, bottom of the third. Everly sets, chest high, now spins and fires one back, and it kicks away and out into shallow center field, but not enough for Jacobson to make the dash to third, so he hangs there. And they get it back to Everly quickly. Defensively behind Everly, Veach at third, Davis at short, Blevins at second, Griffin at first, Paulino the catcher. Jensen out in left field, Judd the center fielder, and Bennett's the right fielder. Dunn steps in, waiting to see the first pitch in his second at bat. Here it is. Fouled away. No balls, one strike. Dunn on Thursday, 1-for-3, a 3-RBI triple, and a couple of runs scored against Seneca. 0-for-2, a couple of walks on Friday against Corning. The 0-1 is a called strike. And quickly Dunn behind, no balls, two strikes. Eberle has struck out 2 in each of the first 2 innings, so 4 strikeouts in the game so far. That one missing. Good stop by Paulino. Been away outside and hit the dirt. And special slide to his right to keep it off the chest protector. So now 1-ball, 2-strikes here on the shortstop, Sam Dunn. He has been as good as anyone defensively in this tournament. A little closed on his stance from the right side. Everly's pitch is a swing and a miss, and down goes Dunn. Out number 2 in the inning, and 5 strikeouts now for Everly. And now it's up to Caden Smith, who was a strikeout victim in his first at-bat. A chance to get out of the inning with no harm done. Let's see if Everly can't complete it. And there's a swing and a miss at a high fastball, and Smith quickly falls behind at no balls and one strike. Standing tall, slight bend to the knees from the right side, wiggling the bat above the right shoulder, and takes one outside, and that one kicks away from Paulino, and enough for Jacobson to dash to third. So now Jacobson up to third with 2 down, and the count 1-ball, 1-strike here on Smith. Base hit would add to the lead. Hits this one high, very high out of play. And now it's 1-ball, 2-strikes. That one just sky-high it over the fence behind us. And a 1-2 coming up. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, left side, fielded off the chest by Veach. Settles, throws, low throw, but dug out in time. Way to stay with it. Veach at third and saves the run from scoring. So we stay 3-2. We have played 3. Been a good one so far. Hang with us. It's American Legion Baseball.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Springtime means new life on the farm, but it also brings unpredictable weather. Protect your investments from the shocking dangers of lightning strikes with a policy to safeguard your livestock. Don't let a storm wipe out your livelihood. Contact your local SBS agent today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball presented by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke 785-851-0785. And Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. And also want to thank McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. We are heading now to inning number 4, and a good one brewing here in a win and move on scenario. Very important game for these two teams this summer. The winner joining Corning in Concordia this upcoming weekend at the state tournaments for Legion Baseball in AA. Hiawatha leading it 3-2 over Doniphan County. As again, we start the fourth inning of play. Jacobson back to work. He has given up 4 hits and 2 runs in 3 innings so far, with 3 strikeouts and a couple of walks. Well, the umpire is now talking to the workers up here in the booth about something, so a little pause here before we get going. Bottom third of the order for Doniphan County, 7-8-9, Hayden Paulino, Colt Jensen, and Seth Judd. One of those three are able to get on, then back to the top of the order with Dustin Beach. Now the umpire going over to D.C. head coach Vernie Coy, mustache and all, and discussing something. And not sure what the discussions are about. Something to do with potential courtesy runners. I think they're saying pitchers and catchers only where they can use the courtesy runners. We have not had that scenario yet in this game, but sounds like that was the discussion. Hiawatha, 3-2 lead. Here we go. Here's Hayden Paulino. Ground out in his first at-bat. Steps in for a second time and takes the first pitch high for ball one. Two runs, four hits, four left for Doniphan County here through three innings. Next pitch is hit well and out into center field for a base hit. It hung up a line drive just enough over the shortstop and done. And out into center field, so Paulino a leadoff single here to begin the fourth. That is the third hit of the tournament for Hayden Paulino. It's been all singles, but we'll take it here. Represents the tying run at first base with nobody out in the fourth. First pitch to Colt Jensen, taken outside for a ball. Jensen lined out to left in his first at bat. Has the advantage quickly, one ball, no strikes, and now lifts one foul out of play to the right side. Even Stevens, one ball, one strike. So the four-team field, Doniphan County the four-seed coming in, Hiawatha the two-seed behind Corning. There's a swing and a miss by Jensen, and now he's behind at one ball, two strikes. Leadoff single for Paulino. He is at first base. 1-2 count here on Jensen, and he takes one right on the outside corner, a fastball knee high. Called strike three for the out. That's four strikeouts now for Jacobson. So now one out and one on. Here's Seth Judd. Flew out to right field in his first at bat. Jacobson out of the stretch, the lefty, good look at first. Paulino, no threat to take off with just a 1.5 step lead, and the first pitch missing high for ball one. And the next pitch to Judd off speed, swung on and missed, and it's one ball, one strike. Judd looking for his first hits in the tournament, 0-for-2 in both of the games prior. Now he lifts it high and shallow to right field. This could be a tough play, but going back and unable to make the catch, but able to get the runner out and Paulino at second. So it was a high fly ball to shallow right. Josh Smith backing up and trying to make an over-the-shoulder catch. It dropped out of his glove, but Paulino had to wait. So by the time he realized it was dropped, Smith had enough time to turn and get it to second base to get out number two. So two outs and one on. That's a tough break there for Doniphan County. So Judd at first with two down and the pitch to Dustin Beach, takes it outside for ball one. Third time through the order, Beach has reached in both of his at-bats. He has had a sensational tournament, a walk and a single. 12 stolen bases. He's 12 for 13. Here's a ground ball to the shortstop. Dunn lifts it to second and gets the lead run for out number three. So Paulino's leadoff single does no harm. We're halfway done and halfway to go. A 3-2 ball game here on KNZA.
Bruick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Bruick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Bruick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Bruick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner. Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs. and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball, it is presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, they are open 7 days a week with great specials. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you here on KNZA in Seneca. Beautiful night here for some American Legion Baseball. Winner of this matchup between Hiawatha and Doniphan County will join Corning out at the AA State Tournament next weekend. Or I should say this coming weekend. Feels more like a Saturday than a Sunday, but obviously games yesterday postponed, so pushing it back by a day, and could be an if necessary game on Monday night, but at that point both teams already will be known in terms of the qualifiers. First pitch to Gannon Becker by Everly is outside for a ball. Another one outside, quickly 2-0. So Becker, followed by Wishrup and Thonen, 6, 7, and 8 in the Hiawatha order. They lead it 3-2. And a 2-0 is grounded to the left side, fielded by Veach, has plenty of time, makes a good throw over to Griffin for out number one. So here's Cooper Wishrup, a strikeout victim in his first at-bat. Wishrup on Thursday, he had an RBI double against Seneca, and he was 0-for-3 on Friday against Corning, and he takes the first pitch called strike here. It's 0-1. Now a called time by the umpire, like getting another ball to put in the sack on the side. Here's an 0-1, and a called strike. And quickly Wishrup down in the count, 0-2. Both pitchers that started have gone the whole way to this point with Everly for Doniphan County, and there's a swing and a miss. Down goes Wishrup. Two up and two down, make it 6 strikeouts for Everly. And that'll bring up the right fielder, Camden Thonen. Well, Everly's been sharp. He has not faced the minimum yet, as Thonen takes a first pitch called strike. He reached on an error in his first at-bat, also stole second, but ended that second inning stranded on third. That pitch low and in the dirt, 1-1. He faced, Everly did, 5 in the first, 5 in the second, 4 in the third. A chance to face the minimum here in the third, and there's a swing and a miss by Thonen, and he is down in the count, 1-2. And the 1-2. Called strike 3, a fastball knee high on the outside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts, and a beautiful inning for Everly as now he has 7 strikeouts in the game. We head to the 5th inning of play, a 3-2 game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Zone 3 baseball tournament coverage brought to you by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Also want to thank Highland Community College, close to home but far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. And Holt House Auto House in Fairview, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you, Good One Brewing, with the winner advancing the AA state tournament this upcoming weekend in Concordia. Hiawatha post 66, leading Donovan County post 55 by a score of 3-2. As we start the fifth inning, Cooper Jacobson, the lefty, back to work for Hiawatha, toes the slab, and the first pitch to Cooper Everly is a little bit inside for ball one. Everly singled in the first. He also struck out in the second. He has scored a run. There's a swing and a miss there. One ball, one strike. Everly hit a two-run home run in the game Friday against Seneca. Also had a couple of walks. Next pitch outside, 2-1. Ryder Davis will follow. Logan Blevins after that. They have been held scoreless since the first. This is lifted to the right side, and Caden Smith chasing after it, but realized he had no shot, and it's now two balls and two strikes. So Corning awaits the winner in the second game of our doubleheader. And then if Corning were to win that game, they would officially win this tournament. And probably get the little bit of an advantage with their first round game on Friday in Concordia. And that pitch is outside on 3-2, and Everly works a leadoff walk here in the fifth. So he has reached base twice in three at-bats, and he represents the tying run in the fifth. Once again, our score 3-2, Donovan County and Hiawatha. Here's Ryder Davis. He is 1-for-2, a single and a run scored in the first. He is also lined down to left and takes the first pitch called strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Jacobson sets at the belt and fires. A little bit high, maybe a scotch outside. One ball, one strike. Both starting pitchers have gone the distance to this point. Defensive alignments have stayed the same both ways. Davis fouls one out of play, and it's 1-2. Two runs on three hits in the first inning for Donovan County. No runs on just two hits since then. Pitch outside missing. Two balls and two strikes. Everly at first base. Nobody out. Here in the top of the fifth. Hiawatha holding on to a 3-2 lead. And the pitch is hit foul down the right field line. Stays two balls and two strikes. If this tournament was played last weekend, we would have been playing through 100-plus degree days, but we got very fortunate with the weather this weekend. There's a swing and a miss, and down goes Ryder Davis, and now a throw to second base and nearly got the tag applied, but the ball kicked out. It was nearly a strike him out, throw him out. But Everly's going to be safe. He's a little bit slow to get up and limping around, maybe favoring the left side, so one out. Strikeout for Davis, but Everly moves up to second. That's the fifth strikeout for Jacobson. But a base hit could tie the game. Runner at second base with one out. Here's Blevins. He's been hit by a pitch, and he's also struck out. We are in the top of inning number five. It has been 3-2. Since the bottom of the second. Fastball a little bit high. One ball, no strikes. Jacobson sets and deals. High and outside. Quickly 2-0. Jacobson looks back at second. Nobody holding the runner in Everly. And another pitch a little bit outside, and Blevins the advantage at 3-0. Donovan County trying to put a little something together here in the home, or correction, the away fifth. That pitch is low, ball four. A four-pitch walk. That is the third walk issued by Jacobson. And now we get our first meeting on the hill. Here comes the infield. Donovan County with two on and one out. Trailing 3-2 here in the top of the fifth. And it looks like it will not be a pitching change, but just a meeting amongst the infield and Jacobson on the bump. Correct myself, four walks now issued by Jacobson. So here we go. After the brief meeting, here's Beckham Griffin. Drove in two with a single in the first. He is also blown out to center field. Two on and one out. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string and was over the top of it. No balls, one strike. Donovan County scored first, led 2-0, but three runs over the next two innings for Hiawatha. We've been stuck on that score since. Fastball missing high and outside. One ball, one strike. We've had some high-scoring games in this tournament, to say the least, and this has been certainly the most pitcher-duel-type game we have seen to this point with Everly and Jacobson. Next pitch outside, two balls, one strike here on Beckham Griffin. Runner at second is Everly. Runner at first is Blevins. 2-1 count. One out here in the top of the fifth. A 3-2 Hiawatha lead. Jacobson's pitch. Low and in the dirt. Wishrup stops it, and now three balls, one strike. A big moment in this game. See how Griffin handles a 3-1 count. That's from the right side. Steady with the stance. Here's the pitch. And takes a called strike on the outside corner. Count runs full at 3-2. Crucial. Crucial pitch coming up for Jacobson. He sets belt high and fires. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball right through it on the outside. A monster strikeout. Make it 6 in the game. And a big second out here in the inning. Now it's up to Luke Bennett, the right fielder. He has walked and has struck out. First and second, now two down. Donovan County trailing 3-2 in the fifth. First pitch, a called strike. Knee high with a fastball, and it's 0-1. So a walk, a strikeout, a walk, and a strikeout. The order of the four batters faced by Jacobson here in the fifth. And another called strike, and it's quickly 0-2. So Bennett's really needing to protect here. A base hit could potentially tie the game. An 0-2. Swing and a miss, and striking out the side is Jacobson. Donovan County strands two, and that does it for the top of the fifth. So Hiawatha holds their lead. It's 3-2 to the home fifth we go here on KNZA.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance, stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience a passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
If you're a small business owner, it's time you got some credit for everything you do. You need a partner in a bank that shares your commitment and dedication. You will find that banking partner at Union State Bank of Horton and Evers. From equipment and real estate loans to checking and savings accounts designed for small businesses, we have the tools you need to make running your own business just a little easier. Visit the MyBankUSB.com website today and you'll find the small business bank services you need. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball presented by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke 785-851-0785. And Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman. beautiful day and a beautiful game. 3-2, Hiawatha leading this Zone 3 American Legion baseball tournament game. Winner advancing to state along with Corning this upcoming weekend over in Concordia. It has been 3-2 since the second inning. And the first pitch to Peyton Teal, a little low and inside by Everly for ball one. Next pitch low, 2-0. 9-1-2 in the Hiawatha order. Teal, Smith, and Jacobson. And then Ashton Rocky, if one of those three are able to get on. Everly deals outside. And quickly, three balls and no strikes. Teal with an RBI ground out in the second, which broke the 2-2 tie. And he runs it up inside and a four-pitch walk to number nine in the order. That is three walks now for Everly. So that brings up Josh Smith, 0-for-2, couple of strikeouts. Teal at first base, nobody out. Here's the pitch, bunt shown, put down beautifully, lined over to left. Veach Fields leaning, firing, and it gets away. A throwing error, disastrous there, and now rounding and holding at third is the runner in Teal, but now Hiawatha in business with two on in scoring position with nobody out. That is a crucial, crucial error by Veach at third. Fielded it well, but the throw was offline and off target. So, second and third with nobody out. And here is Jacobson, who has reached twice, and Everly's first pitch a called strike, and it's 0-1. Everly's pitch, they swing and a miss. Boy, strikeout would be monstrous here for Everly if he can get the first out. A walk and an error has put second and third, or runners on second and third. That one just missed outside, one ball, two strikes. Hiawatha leading 3-2, but trying to add here in the home fifth. Boy, and that one just missed inside. Everly couldn't believe that was called a ball. And now it's two balls and two strikes. He's out of the windup. Now he's outside, 3-2. This is a big-time moment in this game. Bottom of the fifth, 3-2. Second and third, nobody out. The 3-2 is lifted to shallow right center field. Should be deep enough to score a run. Judd makes the catch. Gets it in quickly. Cut off by Griffin, turns and can't get it in time. It's a sacrifice fly, and it's now 4-2. Productive at bat for Jacobson. The first out of the inning. Smith held up at second, didn't bother going to third. But one out, one on. Here's Rocky. Two-run home run to his name in the first, and then he flew out to center in the third. A 4-2 now Hiawatha lead. There's a throw to second base, and Josh Smith back in safely head first. So a sacrifice fly by Cooper Jacobson extends Hiawatha's lead to 4-2. Rocky at the plate watches one go outside. And it's 1-0. And Rocky's been very good on offense. 3-for-3. Two doubles and a single on Thursday night. And he added a 3-RBI triple in the game against Corning on Friday. And now adding a 2-run home run tonight. They call a balk on Everly. Now the umpire's explaining. Everly, his expression makes me believe that that's not the case. And he didn't like the call, but now the runner, Josh Smith, moving up to third. So a balk puts Smith at third base. The count is 1-0 on Rocky. Hiawatha leading 4-2, and now a productive out could even extend on the lead. Next pitch runs up and inside and makes it 2-0. And Everly kicks and fires, and that pitch is low. Now 3 balls and no strikes. A sacrifice fly by Jacobson was the first run scored since the bottom of the second inning. And that is a 4-pitch walk. That pitch is high, and Rocky is aboard. Well, you bring the double play ball into effect. First and third. One out, and here's Sam Dunn, who's 0 for 2, a ground out, a strikeout. But it's crunch time now. If you're Hiawatha, you have a chance to blow this game open. The big inning here. If you're Doniphan County, you just got to get out of it with no more harm done. Everly sets, fires, pitches outside, throw to second base, cut off, and Rocky is in there with a stolen base. So now Josh Smith at third and Ashton Rocky at second. A 4-2 Hiawatha lead here batting in the bottom of the fifth. Everly kicks and fires. A swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. And the windup and pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Everly says no to one side, yes to the next. The 1-2 is a swing and a miss, and got him with the fastball. Huge second out, as that is strikeout number 8 for Everly. So it's up to Caden Smith. Runners at second and third, 2 down. 1 run in the inning is scored. Hiawatha's lead is 4-2, but if you're Doniphan County, you got to keep it right here at 4-2. First pitch to Smith. Just missed, kicked away. Paulino scampers to it in time to keep the runners at bay. Caden Smith, a strikeout in the first and a ground out in the third. Both of his outs ended those respective innings. 1-0, 2 outs, and the pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Everly trying to gather a little bit of a groove here. The pitch. Good stop. Breaking ball in the dirt. Paulino slides to his right, keeps it off the front of the chest, and in front of him. 2-1. Josh Smith at third. Ashton Rocky, the runner, at second. A run in thanks to a sacrifice fly by Cooper Jacobson. 4-2 Hiawatha in the fifth. Now a ground ball, but foul, and it's 2-2. Well, Josh Smith, again at third, he reached thanks to an error. Two, two by Everly. Just a bit outside. Now 3-2 with Gannon Becker due up next. Crucial moment in this game. Full count, 2 outs, 2 on. Everly's pitch is a check swing and fouled away. That pitch ran up and in. Would have been 4 if he avoided the bat, but Smith couldn't get the bat out of the way in time, so a foul ball stays 3-2. Everly fires. Another foul ball, reaching out for that one and staying alive. A couple of walks issued in the inning. An error hasn't helped. A sacrifice fly by Cooper Jacobson has given Hiawatha a 4-2 lead. Big 3-2 is lifted out towards shallow right center field. Judd on the move, gets to the gap, makes the one-handed catch to retire the side. So big-time damage avoided, but minimal damage applied as Hiawatha gets a sacrifice fly. We head to the sixth inning. It's a 4-2 game here on KNZA.
Storms rolling in from the west. Time to call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They can provide immediate hail coverage on your growing crops over your federal multi-peril through Farmers Mutual Hail. You heard it right. Immediate, no waiting 2 hours or till midnight for your coverage to attach. Call Kansas Insurance today to learn more. 785-284-7611. Put it in your phone. 785-284-7611.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the Tech Centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you here on KNCA in Seneca. Zone 3 tournament for American Legion Baseball. Right now, Hiawatha, a 4-2 lead against Doniphan County. Winner advancing to state. Next weekend, out in Concordia. Monster matchup here. It's been a good one so far, but Hiawatha getting a sac fly in their last at-bat to add a run. 4-2 their lead. Doniphan County down to their final two at-bats as we begin the sixth. Paulino steps in, swinging at the first pitch, grounds it to Dunn. Shortstop side, makes a good throw, and one pitch, one out here in the sixth. That'll bring up the left fielder, Colt Jensen. It was 0-for-2 with a line out to left and a strikeout as well. Doniphan County down to their final five outs. They came into this game tonight with a record of 15-15. Hiawatha at 23-10. First pitch low and inside for ball one. But this is meeting number five between these two teams. Hiawatha has won the previous four meetings. Now we're five outs away from securing their spot in Concordia. It'd be their second trip to state in the last three seasons. Two balls, no strikes. Jacobson's gone the distance to this point, and now he hits a corner fastball there called strike, and it's 2-1. Jacobson kicks and fires a 2-1. This one a little bit more outside. Doesn't get the call. Now three balls and one strike with Seth Judd due up next. Jensen showing bunt. Moving the bat around. Pulls back and takes it all the way for a called strike. And the count runs full at 3-2. And the pitch on the way. Outside, ball four. Needed for Doniphan County. They got to get something brewing here down too late. That is the fifth walk issued by Jacobson. That brings up Seth Judd, who has got a fly out to right field. He has also reached on a fielder's choice. Still looking for his first hit in the tournament. Now we're going to get a time called for Hiawatha. So we'll see if they continue to ride with Jacobson. He has pitched well. He has struck out seven. And it looks like they will not take the ball from Jacobson. They will keep him on. So they're just dialing up what the game plan is here in the top of the sixth inning. Hiawatha, the 4-2 lead here against Doniphan County. It's been a great game. Both pitchers have gone the distance to this point, and Jacobson will continue. Doniphan County down to their final five outs. Most important game they have played this summer. 15-15 their record, this being game 31, and this the most important of them all. Chance to keep their summer playing time alive. Umpire puts the mask on, says, here we go. Runner at first is Jensen after the walk. One out. Here in the sixth, 4-2 Hiawatha. Jacobson sets, deals, bunt shown, put down. Right back to Jacobson. He'll make the soft toss to first for the out. And that is out number two. But the runner Jensen moves up into scoring position. So now it's up to the top of the order. Dustin Veach, runner at second base and two down. He has had a great tournament. He is 1-for-2 tonight. A ground out, a single, and a walk. Needs to try to keep the line moving. DC down to their final four outs. They trail by two. First pitch inside. He skates out of the way, and it's 1-0. Beach had 7 stolen bases. Yes, 7 stolen bases in the first game Thursday night against Corning. And then he had 5 on Friday against Seneca. Next pitch missing outside, 2 balls, no strikes. Then he got on with a walk in the first in tonight's game and then was caught stealing for the first time. So he is 12 for 13 in stolen base attempts here in this tournament. This just being the third game. Now he takes one up and inside, and he has the maximum advantage at 3 balls, no strikes. Cooper Everly due up next. He represents the tying run at the dish, does Veach. Jacobson kicks and deals, a lefty v lefty matchup, and that one misses outside, ball 4. Now 6 walks issued by Jacobson, and now 2 on and 2 out for Everly. Everly hit a 2-run home run over the fence in left center field on Friday against Seneca. He's got the power to turn this game around. Now, Hennepin County head coach Bernie Coy is they're confirming something. It's hard to hear with the headset on, my vantage point, but not sure what they're doing now. A meeting on the hill here for Hiawatha. This could be it for Jacobson. Let's see. They might be going with the pitch count here, and the ball will be taken away from Jacobson. So a fantastic start has given his team a chance to win, but Hennepin County threatening with 2 on and 2 outs here in the top of the 6th. It's a 4-2 game, and we're back in 60 seconds on KNCA.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton. Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
Prioritize your health. Summer is the perfect time to catch up on your health care needs. Whether it's scheduling that long overdue checkup, trying out a new fitness routine, or simply making healthy lifestyle choices, there is no better time than now. Take advantage of the longer days and warmer weather to focus on your well-being. Call Sabetha Family Practice to schedule a time with your health care provider and make the most of your summer for a healthier you. Your health is important, so make it a priority this summer.
KNZA.
Our first pitching change here in the top of the 6th inning, a crucial point in this game. Hiawatha post 66, leading Hennepin County post 55 by a score of 4-2. Jacobson leaves 5 2/3 innings pitched, responsible for the 2 Hennepin County runners on base. 5 hits allowed, 6 walks, 7 strikeouts. He also hit a batter. Sam Dunn coming in to try to shut down a potential 2-out rally. Becker moves from third base to shortstop, and Jacobson, after leaving the bump, will take the spot for Becker at third base. So Jacobson, the new third baseman, Becker, the new shortstop, and Dunn, the new pitcher. The biggest spot in this game, Hiawatha leading 4-2 in the top of the 6th, but Hennepin County has 2 on and 2 outs. As Cooper Everly will be the batter, and he's got the power to turn this game around. He hit a home run over the fence in left center field on Friday night in their win against Seneca. the biggest at-bat of the game as Sam Dunn tries to come in and shut down the two-out rally here in the sixth for D.C. Winner moves on to state next week in Concordia. Here we go. Dunn sets. The righty lifts. Both runners take off. The pitch is high. Throw to third is low. Good stop by Jacobson to keep it in front and potentially save a run, but it's a double steal. Jensen to third and Beach to second. They get 13 stolen bases in the tournament now for Beach. Now a base hit could tie the game. Here's a 1-0. And it's a called strike on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. 4-2 here in the top of the sixth. Second and third with two down. Dunn's 1-1 is outside. Two balls and one strike. Donovan County been held to just one hit since the second inning. The 2-1. Lifted out towards right field and going towards the line, and it's down for a base hit. And it gets past Stonen and right. It's a 2-RBI double, and the game is tied at 4. So coming through is Cooper Everly. A 2-RBI double just inside the line in right field. And now, with two outs, they have a runner in scoring position that represents the go-ahead run. Those runs charged to Jacobson. And now it's Ryder Davis who takes a first pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. A 4-4 game now in the sixth. Everly at second, done deals. And now this is lifted out towards center. Rocky teeing it up, didn't have to move much, makes the catch for the third out. But Cooper Everly, another clutch hit for him, ties the game with a two-run double, and we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. A 4-4 game here on KNZA.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
A clutch two-out, 2-RBI double in the top of the sixth by Donovan County's Cooper Everly has tied the game with Hiawatha at 4-4 as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning here on KNCA. Appreciate everyone hanging with us. Beautiful night, beautiful game, everything looking solid to this point. And now Cooper Everly is off the mound, and Ryder Davis will take over on the bump for Donovan County to try to keep this thing tied, potentially going into the final frame. And a good, productive afternoon for Everly. Five innings, two hits, four runs, four walks, and seven strikeouts. He will now take over for Davis at shortstop. So those two swap spots, everything else stays the same. But a 4-4 game. Now Hiawatha. Let's see how they respond in the home sixth after giving up a 4-2 lead. So Davis steps in. He'll get Gannon Becker to start. Cooper Wishrup after that. Camden Thonen after that. High fastball missing, and it's 1-0. Hiawatha does not have a hit since the first inning. They've gotten base runners via the walk, but have been unable to advance Their one run they got in the fifth was courtesy of a sack fly and an error plus a walk. So a no-hit, one-run inning, which at the time gave them a 4-2 lead, and now it's quickly 3-0 here on Gannon Becker. Last thing you want to do after coming back to tie the game is give up the leadoff man in the bottom half. But Davis sets, fires the 3-0, taking all the way, ball four outside. And Becker walks to lead off the bottom of the sixth. His second walk taken tonight. He is also grounded out, but now Wishrup 0 for 2, two strikeouts. Becker at first represents the go-ahead run here in the bottom of the sixth, the 4-4 tie. Fantastic game between these two teams tonight with a trip to state on the line. Wishrup steps off out of the batter's box, or not off, but out. Gets the call down the third baseline, steps back in. Davis sets at the belt, glancing at first, does so twice, fires, bunt shown down, and the pitch is outside, gets away past Paolino, and Becker with ease to second base. So the pass ball puts Becker into scoring position with nobody out. And advantage Wishrup early in the count at 1-0. So Davis needs to buckle down. Looks at second, fires it in. Bunt shown, pulled back, and it's a called strike. And now a throw to third, but nobody covering. Beach was playing in, and it was read beautifully by Becker, and he steals third. So now a runner at third with nobody out. Hiawatha, a golden opportunity. I'll say it again, a golden opportunity to break the 4-4 tie here in the late innings. Here's a 1-1 by Davis. It is outside, gets away, darting home is Becker. Throw is not in time. That was super close, but the umpire says safe. And the wild pitch gives Hiawatha the lead back at 5-4 here in the bottom of the sixth. Wow, that was a great settle and turn by Paolino to give Davis a chance. He applied the tag. It was a bang-bang play, but advantage Hiawatha. They retake the lead at 5-4. So a walk, a pass ball, a stolen base, and a wild pitch. An adventurous trip around the bases for Gannon Becker. And Hiawatha retakes the lead at 5-4 with nobody out and nobody on. Here in the bottom of the sixth, count 2-1 on Wishrup. And he takes an off-speed pitch, a called strike, and it's 2-2. So Doniphan County, minimal, will have to score one run in the seventh to keep it alive. There's a foul ball, waited on an off-speed pitch, and it's fouled straight back by Wishrup. 2-2. Speaking of 2, he's 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts. But he has played well behind the dish defensively tonight at catcher. Davis sets, kicks, and deals. Fastball missing outside, and the count runs full, 3-2. Camden Thonin due up next. But a leadoff walk to Becker has led to the go-ahead run here in the sixth. 5-4, Hiawatha. Here's a 3-2 by Davis. And it's hit out to left field for a base hit. Drops right in front of Jensen and left. And Wishrup, his first hit tonight, a big one there, and he's on with nobody out. So now Camden Thone in the right fielder, reached on an error in the second. Also had a stolen base in that frame, but also struck out in the fourth. 5-4, Hiawatha, one on, nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth. They have retaken the lead, thanks to a wild pitch, allowing Becker to score. It was a bang-bang play at the plate. But that call, advantage to Hiawatha. Can they add any more insurance? Not much of a lead for Wishrup at first. Davis sets, bunt shown. Now a throw to first, not in time. Wishrup back in safely, so we'll see if Thonin wants to put the bunt down. Try to get Wishrup into scoring position. Might be time for a little small ball for Hiawatha. Veach at third playing in. Davis sets. Fires. Bunt shown. Pitch was outside. Good stop by Paulino, but in the process, Wishrup takes second without a throw. So the bunt, no need. As Wishrup steals second base. That pitch was low and outside, so it would have been very difficult for Paulino to gather, set, and throw on time and accurately. Even if he does so, he probably doesn't beat Wishrup there. He'll still show bunt. Another pitch low and outside. Now Paulino throws to third, a little off target. Veach's tag is applied late. And now all of a sudden, Wishrup back-to-back stolen bases, and he is at third base with nobody out. And the count on Thonin is two balls and no strikes. So Hiawatha doing everything they can here. Trying to make it more difficult for Doniphan County. In their final at-bat, Davis's pitch is swung on and missed by Thonin. Now two balls and one strike. Wishrup at third. One run in has broken the tie. 5-4, Hiawatha trying to add more. Bunt shown, pulled back, pitches high. And it's now three balls and one strike. Advantage to the right fielder in Camden Thonin. Bats from the right side. Davis sets and fires the 3-1. Low and outside, ball four. Paulino lost it, kicks away, but the runner stays at third. So Wishrup didn't try it. And Thonin walks. Interesting strategy. They didn't let Wishrup go there. He could have probably made it home. But you play it safe, that's fine. Now runners at the corner, still nobody out. And now Doniphan County will have a mound visit here. So it's been a tough inning for Davis. He's given up two walks and a single. The go-ahead run is scored. 5-4, Hiawatha. They have runners at the corners with still nobody out. Corning awaits the winner, as at that point, the two teams will be set for the representation this upcoming weekend in Concordia at the AA state tournament, but they'll play out the tournament to determine the seeding for that state tournament. So we'll have the broadcast, and then if the winner of this game goes on to beat Corning in the next game, then they would play a winner-take-all game tomorrow night back here in Seneca. That would be a game that we would not have on the air, but that would determine the tournament champion. But anyways, Davis back to work. Big spot. Here's the first pitch, a called strike. And now caught between home and third. Wishrup in trouble. Throw back to Veach, and they get the out at third. Beautifully done by Paulino. The runner took off for second in Thonin. And instead of throwing down to second, they faked the throw. It was cut off by the pitcher in Davis. And then he had Wishrup dancing between home and third, and they're able to get him out as he was trying to go back to third. So a big first out. The runner at second now, Thonin. And now it's one ball, one strike here on Teal. So that's a big play to get that first out in the inning and take a runner off the bases. Now it's fouled out of play by Teal, and it's quickly one and two. Still only one out. A runner in scoring position. One run is in. 5-4 Hiawatha in the bottom of the sixth. Davis's pitch is in there, called strike three, bends it in there right over the knees, and quickly out number two. That is the first strikeout for Davis. And now it's up to Josh Smith. Davis doing a nice job coming back here after a rocky start. Now that fastball gets away from Paulino, and that allows the runner Thonin to get to third. That will go down as a pass ball. Good location, just popped out of the glove of Paulino. So now runner at third, two outs. 1-0 the count here on Josh Smith. The pitch is a called strike, and it's 1-1. Smith has reached on an error, and he has also struck out twice. Boy, this would be a huge insurance run if Smith can come through. Now another called strike, but he has to do it with protection in mind as he's down one ball, two strikes. Runner at third is Thonen. The 1-2 is hit softly. Shortstop side. Everly boots it, and Veach steps in front of Everly at short, and the run is in. 6-4, Hiawatha. That was a slow roller. And will go down as an error. So a huge insurance run makes it 6-4. And now here's Jacobson. The runner at first and two down. Davis throws to first. Not in time. Smith back in safely. That is the third error by the Doniphan County defense tonight. That could cost them. The pitch. Inside for a ball, throw to second, throw a little bit late, and Smith there safely with the stolen base. Now runner at second base, two down, count 1-0 here on Jacobson. Davis sets and deals. This is hit well, deep right field, going back, it's Bennett, he won't get there, and it one hops the fence. The runner scores, and Josh Smith, and three runs in the inning, have given Hiawatha a 7-4 lead. Jacobson comes through with his second hit tonight in a big RBI. And now a meeting for Doniphan County on the hill. And that'll be all for Ryder Davis. A pitching change for Doniphan County. We'll step aside. Back after this here on KNZA.
KMTS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, KMTS offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KMTS.com to learn more. KMTS Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experienced and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Savetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Kansaland Radio.
Third pitcher in the game tonight, it'll be Dustin Veach, who will try to stop the bleeding here in the bottom of the sixth. A 4-4 game coming into this frame. Three runs have scored for Hiawatha. They lead it 7-4. Still batting here with two outs. Runner at second is Jacobson. He had a big RBI double just moments ago. Mounted all the way to the warning track in right field over Bennett, the right fielder. And now Veach will try to shut the door on this inning. So Davis, again, a struggle. The defense didn't help with the crucial error. So two-thirds of an inning, two hits, three runs, two earned, two walks, and one strikeout. He is responsible for Jacobson, the runner at second. So Veach steps in against the very dangerous Ashton Rocky. First pitch by Veach, called strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Doniphan County had battled back to score two in the sixth to tie the game at four, but three here in the bottom half. Hiawatha leading 7-4 with just one inning to go. Next pitch a little bit inside, one ball, one strike. Rocky had a two-run homer in the first. He's also got a fly out to center and a walk. One ball, one strike, one on, two down, 7-4 our score of the pitch. Touch inside, makes it 2-1. Doniphan County will have to put something together in their final at bat. They got to get the third out here to give them a chance. Here's the pitch. Grounder, left side, deep in the hole, and it's past the shortstop at Everly. Runners now at the corners. It's a base hit for Rocky. Now first and third. with two down. And here's Sam Dunn, who's 0 for 3. A couple of strikeouts and a ground out. A clutch inning here for Hiawatha, taking advantage of some miscues by Doniphan County. They lead it 7-4. Lifting and firing is Beach. A little check swing. Roller left side, fielded, firing to first in time for the out. And that retires the side. But damage done. Hiawatha entered the frame tied. They leave it up 3. 7-4. We head to the final inning of play. Doniphan County needs something going here on KNZA.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes. SBS.
For comprehensive coverage that fits your life, trust SBS Insurance. Whether it's life, personal, farm, or commercial needs, we've got you covered. Call us today for tailored insurance solutions that protect what matters most. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KNZA.
Hiawatha three outs away from advancing to the AA state tournament in Concordia. Three runs, three hits, one crucial error by Doniphan County. Couple left on in the bottom of the sixth inning. Doniphan County scored two in the top half to tie it at four, but three in the bottom half for Hiawatha. Big hit in that one. A Cooper Jacobson RBI double. An error did not help the cause. Walks as well didn't help in that inning. But now Sam Dunn, a chance to shut the door and get Hiawatha into the state tournament along with Corning. And Corning awaits the winner in the second game of our doubleheader. So if Hiawatha holds on, those two will be the representatives of our area out in Concordia this upcoming weekend. But they will still play this out to determine the Zone 3 tournament champion. So Dunn back on the bump, closed out the sixth, and now we'll get Blevins, Griffin, and Bennett. Doniphan County needs three to keep their summer alive. Here's Dunn's first pitch in the seventh. It is a fastball high for ball one. Blevins a strikeout. He's been hit by a pitch and has walked. Dunn kicks. The righty fires. Fastball missing outside, and it's 2-0. Doniphan County scored two in the top of the first, took an early lead. They got a two RBI single by Beckham Griffin, and then their two other runs in the sixth, courtesy of a two-run double by Everly, which, again, at the time, tied it at four. But three runs in the bottom of the sixth for Hiawatha has them three outs away from a victory, a 7-4 lead. Two balls, one strike now. The count on Blevins. The pitch is low, and it's 3-1. Well, getting the leadoff man on would be very much ideal for Doniphan County as they need three runs in this inning. Minimum. 3-1. Is hit high in the air. Medium center field, and playing it well is Rocky. As good as anyone out there makes the catch. And one up and one down. Good swing, but just got a touch under it. And now, Doniphan County down to their final two outs. Here's Beckham Griffin. A two-run single in the first, also a fly out to center, and a strikeout. Dunn sets, kicks and fires. Swing and a miss and an off-speed pitch, and it's 0-1. Another set at the belts, and another delivery is another swing and miss. That time on a fastball, and it's 0-2. Hiawatha made the state tournament two summers ago. Did not last year. trying to get back for a second time in 3 years. Another ball lifted out towards shallow right center. Again, Rocky. A few more steps, this time to the gap, makes the catch. Doniphan County down to their final out. It is Luke Bennett. A walk and a couple of strikeouts tonight. 7-4 Hiawatha, one out away from eliminating Doniphan County and advancing to the state tournament. Dunn trying to go 1-2-3 here in the final frame. His first pitch, the fastball missing outside, it's 1-0. Bennett, he pitched 5 scoreless innings of one-hit ball in the win against Seneca on Friday with 4 strikeouts, which kept Doniphan County in the tournament and eliminated Seneca. Now he's evened up here, 1-1, and the pitch by Dunn is fouled away, and now Bennett's in ultimate protection mode as they're down to the final strike. The winner of this gets Corning in the nightcap, and those two teams off to state in a matter of days. 1-2. The pitch by Dunn, missing up and inside. 2-2. If Bennett is able to do something, then Paulino will follow. This would be the ultimate two-out rally. 2-2. Swing and a miss, and that'll do it. A strikeout to end the game, and Hiawatha joins Corning in the AA state tournament. We get down to the final two teams and the top two seeds in the field. It's all chalk, baby. 7-4 final score. Our postgame is next here on KNZA.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner. Spring and summer mean grilling season, and if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Who are you going to call? MCR Towing. That's right. MCR Towing is who you want to call for all motorcycle needs. Armed with an enclosed trailer, winch, and the right training, we will terminate your fears for your motorcycle by turning your nightmare into another great story to add to the books. Who are you going to call? Let there be no doubt in your mind. MCR Towing, 785-459-2500.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch, with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance, stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat, like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich, like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball, it's brought to you by Sailor Insurance. I'm Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke 785-851-0785. And Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge, give your crop a boost with Coron. We'll have our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game in a matter of moments, but thanks for tuning in. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you in Seneca. And Hiawatha back in the AA state tournament for a second time in three summers. They eliminate Doniphan County by a final score of 7-4. We appreciate, again, all of our sponsors and listeners here tonight. Hiawatha and Corning do up here in the nightcap. So, again, we know the two teams in the tournament now. It's Hiawatha and Corning, who's going to be representing our area this upcoming weekend over in Concordia. We'll have all the coverage this upcoming weekend out there, but they still got to play out the tournament here. Two determined seeding factors for state that will begin on Friday in Concordia. So we will have the next game coming up with Hiawatha and Corning. And then if Hiawatha were to beat Corning, they will play one more game tomorrow night with a winner-take-all tournament victor in that regard. So that's kind of where we are with the tournament here. But let's get you caught up again. 7-4, Hiawatha wins it. Doniphan County, post number 55, their summer ends with a record of 15-16. They actually scored the first two runs of the game on a two-run single by Beckham Griffin, but Hiawatha came back, tied it with two in the first as well on a two-run home run by Ashton Rocky. Hiawatha took the lead in the bottom of the second. They got an RBI ground out by Peyton Teal, and then it was 3-2. It stayed that way all the way until the fifth inning, and then the bottom of the fifth inning, Hiawatha made it 4-2 on a sacrifice fly by Cooper Jacobson. And then the top of the sixth inning, Doniphan County got something going with two outs, a two-run double by Cooper Eberle, tied the game at four apiece. And then in the bottom of the sixth, Hiawatha, thanks to a couple of walks and a crucial error by the DC defense, a big double by Jacobson, three runs on three hits in that bottom of the sixth. 7-4 at that point. Doniphan County in the seventh, retired, three up and three down. So it's now time to announce our player of the game. It is brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. And you heard the name a couple of times there. Cooper Jacobson for Hiawatha. He is going to be our player of the game. At the plate, he had a double, a single, a walk, a sacrifice fly. He drove in two. He scored a run. And he also started the game pitching and was very solid, 5 2/3, 5 hits, 4 runs. He did walk 6, but he had 7 strikeouts. Now, he doesn't earn the win, as Sam Dunn came on in relief once the game was tied at 4-4. So Sam Dunn was actually the winning pitcher, who was well in relief, 1 1/3, and allowed just 1 hit, no runs, with 1 strikeout. So Dunn earning the win, but Jacobson, again, a very solid start, keeping his team in it, and was very productive at the plate as well, with 2 RBIs, a double, a single, a walk, and a sacrifice fly. So again, Cooper Jacobson, our player of the game. It is brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. So that's going to do it for the first of our doubleheader here tonight. The top two seeds meeting once again with Hiawatha and Corning in about 20 or 25 minutes or so. So that's going to do it here for game number one. The final tallies, Hiawatha now 24-10 after the win. 7 runs, 5 hits, no errors, 6 left on base. Doniphan County, their summer ends with a record of 15-16. Tonight, 4 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors, and they left 8 on base. Jacobson, 5 2/3 innings pitched, 5 hits, 4 runs, 7 strikeouts. Sam Dunn, the win in relief. An inning in the third, 1 hit, no runs, and 1 strikeout. Game time tonight, 1 hour and 57 minutes. We'll step aside. Kirk Kilman taking over for the next 15 or so minutes, and then we'll come back with another good one for you. Hiawatha and Corning in the nightcap of our doubleheader. Those two teams representing Northeast Kansas at the AA State Tournament this upcoming weekend. We'll step aside. Second game of our doubleheader is straight ahead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.